ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If you're all set and ready, so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, sports careers. Category number 2, famous Sallys. Category 3, answers ending in T-O-N. Category number 4, 8-letter countries. Category number 5, 1863. What a year. All right, sports careers, famous Sallys, answers ending in T-O-N, 8-letter countries, 1863. What a year. John from Bundaberg is going to kick us off. G'day, John.
Howdy, Phil.
How you doing?
Not as loquacious as you, but
I don't know.
Thought it was a racehorse. I thought I heard that in Sydney Race 4 on the weekend.
Oh, what, loquacious?
Well, I think I know what it means, but yeah, you rattled my head when you said it.
Yeah, well, that's true. Leave it to me, John, I think. Otherwise, we could say the less said, the better.
Well, yes, I had to look the word up, but I know the meaning, and yes, I get what you mean.
It's an advantage from coming from my position, I can tell you. Hey, what do you like here? Sports careers, famous Sallys, answers ending in T-O-N, 8-letter countries, 1863. What a year.
Is it Sallys or Sallys?
Famous Sallys, S-A-L-L-Y-S.
Okay, I was going to go down the alley, but I won't. I'm from Winton, and that ends in T-O-N, so I'll go in that one, please.
Ah, yes. Winton. Well, it's a famous crossroads in Queensland, John. Question number 1. Answers ending in T-O-N. Which microscopic marine life forms take their name from the Greek for wanderer?
Walking the plankton?
Correct, yes. Plankton. Very good. All right, question number 2. Answers ending in T-O-N. Staying here?
Yeah, I'm hoping you'll ask what's the birthplace of Waltzing Matilda. But anyway, carry on.
Also, I'm trying to think, oh no, the Stockman's Hall of Fame's at Longreach, isn't it?
Yeah, they steal everything, mate. Yep.
Oh, okay. Even though Winton's, as you say, was the birthplace of Waltzing Matilda, wasn't it?
Home of Waltzing Matilda, birthplace of Qantas. And
that's the other one. That's the other one I wanted. Qantas. That's right. Yes.
That's the one, brother.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Question number 2. Answers ending in T-O. Because what's the banjo was out there, wasn't he? And then.
He was, yes. He rated it.
And then he was staying at a homestead out there, and the hostess provided him with the tune, and he wrote the words, yeah.
Well, here's another little fun fact, Phil. I grew up in the North Gregory Hotel. My father managed it for 30-odd years, and it was first sung publicly in the lounge at the North Gregory Hotel.
Is that right? Really?
Okay. Yeah, not the one I grew up in. There's a few that are burnt down, but it's still on the same block, and the current one's lovely. Yep.
How about that? Hey.
Yep.
How about that? There's been debate, isn't it, as to what the actual song means? Because he probably heard the story about the suicide of that bloke and wove it into a story about a swaggy, even though I don't think it was a swaggy the way he heard the story. But anyway, part of the myth and lore.
I wasn't around, mate. But, no. Yeah, even 1863, but yeah.
Question.
I don't know, to be honest. All I can remember is the tune was taken from a Scottish well-known song or something like that.
Yeah, that's
and the
right.
words were adapted to that tune sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Charlie in Carlton says, by the way, Phil, I can guarantee you the fridge magnet is not a neodymium. What? I have it proudly in my fridge and I wouldn't have it any other way. He reckons it's not a rare earth magnet. Oh, come on, Charlie. Come on, don't do that to us. Question number 2. Answers ending in T-O-N.
Carry on.
Puppy Love was the 1959 debut single for which country singer?
Oh, you're joking. Dolly Parton?
Is that your answer?
Well, it ends in T-O-N. I'll have a crack.
Cray, yes, absolutely correct. It is Dolly. It's kind of cute, isn't it?
I've never heard it, Phil, to be honest. And when you said puppy love, I immediately was thinking like Jamie Redfern, or there was some Australian singer that had a song like that, but it wasn't that one.
Bob from Coolangup says, Phil, as a big Bobby Vinton, T-O-N fan, is it too much to ask that he gets mentioned two nights in a row? Oh, I'm saying nothing, Bob.
UVW. Yeah, let's keep it alphabetical.
Lorella had Dolly Parton. So did Adrian. Yes, Plankton. All right, Margot in North Adelaide had that as well. All right, question number three.
I wonder if I could ride my luck. Or what was the first one about sporting?
Sports careers is what it's called.
Let's have a crack at that.
Aha. Okay, bailing out of answers ending in T-O-N.
Yeah, the last one looked like it was going to nip away, so, yep.
Sports careers. Which Matilda played for Adelaide United from 2019 to 2020, Montpellier from 2020 to 2022, and Manchester City since 2022?
Ah, I've got her. I just can't think of a bloody name. She's fast, blonde hair. I'm helping the next person. She always has it in a ponytail. Corinne. Corinne Dibner, something like that.
Sorry, John. Nope.
That's all right.
Nope. That's all right, mate. Got two right. Good on you.
See you, Phil.
Thanks, mate. Liz says, by gosh, Dolly sounded like she was straight off an old 78 RPM. She did a bit, didn't she? Oh, I like it. Oh, dear. All right, Matthew from Pamira. G'day, Matthew.
Oh, Philip, you hit me.
Yes. Question?
Okay. So I'd like to say, look, hi, Louise.
Hello, Louise.
Before I pass out here, you've got me, mate. Can you repeat the question, thanks?
Sports careers. Which Matilda played for Adelaide United from 2019 to 2020, Montpellier from 20 to 22, and Manchester City since 2022?
Look, there's a lady that's really, and I know it's not Sam Kerr because she's over in Chelsea, and then she's close by us, over in East Fremantle, and so she's a local. they've done well to get notoriety with all the female members of the game. Is it Mary Pierce, Mary Price?
No. That's all right, mate. No, it's not. Lincoln in Gippsland. Hello, Lincoln.
Hi, Philip. How are you going, mate?
Very well. We're up to question number three. Sports careers. Which Matilda played for Adelaide United from 2019 to 20? Montpellier from 20 to 22? And Manchester City since 2022?
I think, Phil, it's Mary Fowler.
Correct. Yes, it is. Mary Fowler. He has been playing for Manchester City since 2022. She is a tremendous player. Yeah, come good, actually. I think she's had an injury, hasn't she? But she's come good again. Fantastic player. Question number four. We're in sports careers. Otherwise, you could move anywhere else. Famous Sally's. Answers ending in T-O-N. eight-letter countries or 1863? What a year.
1863, please, Phil.
1863. What a year. Lincoln. Question number four. Which U.S. president signed the Emancipation Proclamation, abolishing slavery on the 1st of January, 1863?
Okay, Jefferson.
Not Jefferson. No, it wasn't. Not Jefferson. Sorry. Tom from Yuengai. G'day, Tom.
Yep.
Hello.
Hi, Philip.
Which U.S. president signed the Emancipation Proclamation abolishing slavery on the 1st of January, 1863?
Was it Lincoln?
What was his first name?
Abraham.
Correct. Yes, it was. I thought Lincoln, you see, I thought Lincoln was going to get Lincoln, but he... He didn't. He went with Jefferson. No, Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation abolishing slavery in 1863. He didn't start the Civil War wanting to abolish slavery, but he got there in the end. All right, question number five. What do you want to do? Stay with 1863 or you can move?
Move. What category?
You can move to eight-letter countries, sports careers, famous Sallys, and answers ending in T-O-N.
Answers ending in T-O-N, please.
Answers ending in T-O-N, Tom. Question number five. Which noble gas has the atomic number 36 on the periodic table?
No, I haven't got it.
Thanks, Tom. See you anyway. Thanks for having a crack at it. Trevor from Croydon Park. Hello, Trevor.
Hi, Phil. Okay, being one myself, I'm glad I've got the T-O-N questions.
As in Trevor? Not getting you here, Trev.
No, as in my surname.
Oh, okay. Yeah, righto.
Okay. I think the answer is Krypton.
Krypton, yes, is the gas, the noble gas. Which noble gas has the atomic number 36 on the periodic table? Krypton. All right, question number six. What do you want to do here?
We've still got one more in TONs, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, we've got some more of those, yeah. Mm-hmm. Question number six. What name is given to the main field in a cycling race?
The peloton.
Correct. The peloton. Yes, the peloton. Question number seven.
Yeah, so if there's still one more in this, we'll go for it.
Which scientist became the president of the Royal Society in 1703?
Sir Isaac Newton.
Newton, yes. Answers ending in T-O-N. All right, well, that's it. So no more free gifts for you, Trevor. We're ending in T-O-N. So, sports careers, famous Sallys, 1863, what a year, or eight-letter country?
I'll try Sallys.
Famous Sallys, question number eight. In 1983, Sally Ride became the first woman to travel aboard what?
A space shuttle.
It was the space shuttle, yes, indeed.
T-minus 10, 9, 8... 7, 6, we go for main engine start. We have main engine start and ignition and liftoff of STS-7 and America's first woman astronaut. And the shuttle has cleared the tower.
Roger, low, Challenger. Houston now controlling mission control. Confirms roll maneuver starting. Ground time on OM channel 217 doing. 20 seconds. Russ looks good.
Yes, the first woman in the space shuttle. Question number nine. We're in famous Sallys, if you like. Staying here? Sorry, Trev, you're still with us?
Continue, please.
All right. Who won the Best Actress Oscar for Norma Rae and Places in the Heart?
Yeah, later Forrest Gump's mum. Sally Field.
Correct. Famous Sally's.
I owe a lot to my family for holding me together and loving me and having patience with this obsession of me. But I want to say thank you to you. I haven't had an orthodox career, and I've wanted more than anything to have your respect. The first time I didn't feel it, but this time I feel it, and I can't deny the fact that you like me right now. You like me.
Ah, dear, oh dear, actors and actresses.
Yeah.
I know. Tortured souls with a great deal of need. Question number 10. We're in Famous Sally's.
Sally's, continue, please.
Which Irish author wrote the novel Normal People?
Sally Morgan was the Irish. I think it might be Sally McInerney.
Not Sally McInerney, Trev, sorry.
Okay.
No, thank you. Not Sally McInerney, no. Steve from Taree. Hi, Steve.
Good morning.
Morning. Famous Sally's we're in. Which Irish author wrote the novel Normal People?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue on that one.
No good. Okay, Steve. Thank you, mate. That's fair. That's fair enough. Thanks for having a go anyway. Jane from Homebush had Sally Field in the Queenslander. Good. Yes. Karen from Mullumbimby. Lorella. Nice work. Jane from Homebush had Isaac Newton. All right. Diana from Woodnelling Glate coming to the quiz tonight. Phil, looking forward to the rest of it. Good on you, Diana. Nice to have you on board with us as well. Someone's complaining we don't have a category about the dismissal. I don't know. There's been a lot about the dismissal, isn't there, all day? We did have a fair bit of the program last night, the first hour of it at least, devoted to it. All right. You can make some of the people happy some of the time, but you can't make all the people happy all the time, as you know. Lucy from Busselton. Hello, Lucy.
Hey, Phil.
Question number 10 we're up to, Lucy. Famous Sally's we're in. Not Famous Lucy's. Which Irish author wrote the novel Normal People?
I've got no idea. I know that they've made a stand show of it, but
Yeah. No good. All right. Thanks, Luce. Bye-bye. Thank you anyway. Roz from Strathalbyn. G'day, Roz.
Oh, good evening.
Irish author wrote the novel Normal People?
No. I know the Sally Rooney. I have watched it. It's in the Northern Ireland. It's absolutely fantastic.
Good on you, Roz. Who was it again?
Sally Rooney.
Yes, correct. Sally Rooney wrote the...
No. People need to watch it, and they also need to watch Derry Girls.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. I haven't... Wen Lee was talking about Derry Girls.
No. You should watch it.
Okay. I haven't got time to watch all these things, Roz.
No. But anyway, I just watched The Light Horseman on SBS.
Oh, did you? Okay.
And
they were running that because of Remembrance Day. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but apart from that, it really made me cry.
Yeah.
You know, war is such futile.
It's futile and stupid and achieves little. And causes endless and intergenerational destruction, and yet, you know what? And we still continue on with it.
I just think of all the millions and millions of animals, but horses have paid the biggest price.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll just shut up. Next question.
No. You're quite right. Though. Think about that.
No. It really makes me sad. There was a thing on SBS. It's been playing. It's called King and Conqueror.
Yeah.
Have you watched it?
No, I haven't. Go on.
Well, you want to watch people get the heads chopped off. But the thing is, it's just so hysterical. It's just so historical wrong.
Mm.
And then the young people watch this and they get a false idea of history.
Yeah. Well, what's it? It shows a period of history, does it, Ross?
Sorry?
Does it show?
It's to do with William the Conqueror and Harold Godwinson.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, it's on SBS. Look, as I said, if you like to see people getting chopped, look, the ponies, everything is fantastic. It's bleak. It's horrible. It's very, but it is so off the line for reality, for history. And I just think it's like that stupid Braveheart. People watch that and they think, oh, well, that's history. Anyway, I'll just shut up.
I think we're getting your point, Ross. I think a lot of people would agree with you.
Anyway.
War is stupid. Question.
It's more than stupid. It's futile and it's a waste of human lives, animal lives, and it's just absolutely a license for murder.
Yeah. Thank you, Roz. Question number 11. We're in Famous Sally's. You can stay there if you like. Or you can, you can move. You can move.
What do I move to?
You could move to sports careers, 1863, what a year, or eight-letter countries.
What was the last one?
Eight-letter countries.
Oh, actually, okay, all right. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a quiz by the toe. okay, well, it's come up with eight-letter. Oh, crikey. Okay, let's see what I can do.
Eight-letter countries.
Okay, hang on. Box, B-O-T-S, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, let's go Botswana.
Hang on, I haven't asked the question yet.
Oh, sorry, I was just counting up letters on countries.
Question number 11. Question number 11, eight-letter countries. Islamabad is the capital city of which country?
Pakistan.
Correct. Eight-letter countries. P-A-K-I-S-T-A-N.
Sorry, I'm a bit hard of hearing.
That's all right, Roz. I can hear you loud and clear.
Well, I can't hear you.
Principessa from Tenterfield says, what a compassionate woman, loving all those poor traumatised horses from the war. That's very sad.
Oh, my God. No. It's millions of horses.
Yeah, I know.
And millions of dogs.
All the horses that they took over, that Australians took over there, they didn't bring back either.
No. They were killed. I have a family connection to this. And okay, a lot of the people took them out and shot them.
Yeah.
But that they, like it's a Second World War, they bloody shot them and scummed them and ate them.
Let's move on, Roz.
Yes.
Question number 12, eight-letter countries, all right? The Rooster of Barcelos.
Hang on, slow down. What did you say?
Roz, listen up. The Rooster of Barcelos is a common symbol of which European country?
The rooster, and can you spell that?
No.
The Rooster of Barcelos.
Is a common symbol of which European country?
Oh, I'm just thinking about a cock crowing. A Scandinavian. You've got me there. You really have. Let's go Denmark. I know I'm way out, but I've got no idea what you said. I just thought you said the Rooster of Barcelos.
I did.
Okay, let's go Italy.
No, it's not Italy. We need an eight-letter country, Roz.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know it. Yeah,
that's right.
My mistake, but thank you. To the next person.
Thank you, Roz. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Andrew in Smithton. Hello, Andrew.
G'day, Cobber. How are you going?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Yeah, I'm pretty good. How's Smithton? Freezing cold tonight?
It's not too bad, but I've got the heat pump on.
Oh, good. They're pretty good, those heat pumps, aren't they? I don't know someone has got one, but they're apparently cheaper to operate than you might think. Is that right?
They are, as long as you service them regularly.
Okay. Eight-letter countries. The Rooster of Barcelos is a common symbol of which European country?
I'm trying to think about it. And I should know because it's been on the radio for a bit. Have you got a clue?
You know, I haven't got a clue, Andrew.
Abyssinia?
No, not Abyssinia. Thanks, Andrew. Not Abyssinia. Karen from Mullumbimby, no, not correct. Olivia from Mount Hawthorne. Correct. That is true. Congrats, by the way, says my texter. Congrats to Anthony and Sandra, who are avid listeners, on their newly born twins. What are their newly born twins? Bazza and Philip. Well done, guys. Good on you. I hope I haven't tipped you in there, Anthony and Sandra, but there you are. Karen from Altona. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hello. Question number 12. The rooster of Barcelos is a common symbol of which European country?
Is it Portugal?
It is Portugal, yes. It is. It's Portugal. Eight-letter countries. All right, we're up to question 13, eight-letter countries.
Stick with that.
What's the closest country to Australia with an eight-letter name?
Let me think. It's not New Guinea. Okay, country. It's a good question, isn't it? Not the Philippines, not New Guinea. Indonesia, no. Oh, God. Country.
No good?
No, I'll just make one up and I'll say Thailand.
Not Thailand. Sorry, Karen, no, not Thailand. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Steve from Leicester. Hello, Steve.
Morning, Phil.
Morning. Well, we're up to question 13. We're in eight-letter countries. What's the closest country to Australia with an eight-letter name?
Closest to Australia.
The closest country to Australia with an eight-letter name.
No, that doesn't work. Let's see, Malaysia.
Malaysia is correct. Yes, it is. Malaysia, M-A-L-A-Y-S-I-A, eight letters. And that's the closest country to Australia. All right. Well, it's not the closest country to Australia, but it's the closest with an eight-letter name. Question 14. We're in eight-letter countries, or you can move if you like.
Let's go back to 1863.
1863. What a year. Which American industrialist was born on the 30th of July, 1863?
I'll just say Rockefeller.
Not Rockefeller, Steve, no. Thank you. Not a Rockefeller. Karen from Mullumbimby, correct. Olivia from Mount Hawthorne had Singapore, no. Stella from Bayswater had Cambodia. No, Malaysia was what we were after. All right, we're up to question 14. We've got lines free. 1-300-800-222 is the number if you would like to call. Michael from Campbelltown in South Australia. Hi, Michael.
Yeah, I am in South Australia, Philip Clark. How are you,
man? I'm pretty good, yes.
Listen, I've got a quick question for you. I know you're the quiz master there, right, amongst lots of other things people know about already. What is the closest country to Australia? Do you know?
What's the closest country to Australia?
I know, but do you know?
Well, I don't answer questions, as you know, but, I mean, on this occasion I could make an exception. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I would think it would have to be Papua New Guinea, would it not?
I thought New Zealand. Anyway.
Oh, PNG would be closer than that.
Yeah, the only reason I said New Zealand is because I like the All Blacks. Anyway.
I think from the tip of Cape York to PNG is not very far. I think so.
Oh, you just about swim there if you swam the English Channel.
Well, there was a time when you could probably walk there, Michael, before the water rose. Question 14, we're up to. 1863, what a year. Which American industrialist was born on the 30th of July, 1863?
Well, I wish you'd stuck with the eight-letter countries. Yeah, I was winning them. Industrialist. It would have been someone pretty important, wouldn't it? Even in those years.
Which American industrialist was born on the 30th of July, 1863?
Well, all I can say is a lot more smarter people out there and on the text line, and my answer is I don't know, but I was going to have a wild guess. Eisenhower.
Not Eisenhower. Thank you, Michael. No, not Eisenhower. All righty, Michael from Kira in Queensland. There are some lines free, by the way. You will get straight through if you want one. 1-300-800-222. Antoinette from Brisbane. Yes, correct. Principessa from Tenderfield. Correct. What about you, Michael? Which American industrialist was born the 30th of July, 1863?
Henry Ford.
Henry Ford. Yes, you can have any colour you want as long as it's black. The inventor of the Model T. Well, did he invent did he invent the Model T, or he found out a good way to make it in volume?
I'm not sure. That's the only industrialist I could think of.
Well, this could be a thought of Edison, I suppose, the light bulb bloke.
If you think about it, That was the main kind of mine, yes.
Question 15, 1863. What a year. Or you could move if you like. You can move anywhere. I know you can move anywhere except answers ending in T-O-N. So famous Sally's sports careers, eight-letter countries.
Sports careers, thank you.
Sports careers, question 15. Where are you in? You're in Queensland. Okay, well, you might be right with this. From 2002 to 2020, which NRL player spent his entire professional career playing with one team, the Melbourne Storm?
Billy Slater.
Not Billy Slater. No, Michael, no. Thank you. Not Billy Slater. Helen in Adelaide. Hi, Helen.
Hey. Hi, how are you going, Phil?
Pretty good, yeah. Question 15. We're in sports careers. From 2002 to 2020, which NRL player spent his entire professional career playing with the Melbourne Storm?
I am thinking the only guy that I can think that's been there for a while was Cameron Smith.
Is that your answer?
Oh, it's not Billy Slater. I'll say Cameron Smith.
Correct. That is correct, yes. It was Cameron Smith. Soft Dog says, didn't Edison steal all his ideas? Yeah, well, I don't think he invented the light bulb. I mean, I know a lot of people think he did, but he didn't invent the light bulb. I think that's pretty – I haven't boned up on this for a while, but I'm pretty sure that's right. Brenda says, is there any chance you can include AC/DC questions this week? Thank you. Rock on. Well, why not?
AC/DC are coming to Adelaide.
Oh, are they really? Okay.
Yes, for the car show. The car race.
Oh, for the, what do they call it these days? You mean the supercars, yeah.
The supercars, yeah. Mm.
That's a lot of fun that weekend, isn't it?
Yes.
I saw a meme today, says my texter. This is funny. I saw a meme today asking, if your Tesla gets stolen, does it become an Edison? Uh-huh. Okay.
Ooh.
Apparently it's 10 years since Akadaka last toured, Helen.
Yes.
I hope everyone's got their walking sticks and things, have they?
It will be interesting to see the crowd, yes.
I can visit the crowd. I had no worries about that. Question 16. Okay, we're in sports careers. If you like, you can stay there. Otherwise, you can move.
What other categories?
Famous Sally's. 1863. What a year. Eight-letter countries.
Oh, gosh, what a choice. I'll go Famous Sally's.
Famous Sally's. Ray from Shepparton. Yes, it was Cameron Smith from Peter in the Truck. Oh, a cheerio to Ray from Shepparton. Okay. Question 16. Famous Sally's. Quote, I'll have what she's having is a line from which 1989 film?
When Harry Met Sally.
Yes, When Harry Met Sally. We've edited it a bit, but here it is.
Oh, God. Oh.
I'll have what she's having.
That was a very funny scene, wasn't it?
It was.
All right, question number 17. Famous Sally's. Last one in Famous Sally's, if you like.
Yes, okay.
members of which charitable organisation are known as Sallys?
Oh. No, I've got a mental blank, so I'll pass it on, Phil. Thank
you. No worries, Helen. Thank you. Thank you. Morgan had When Harry Met Sally. Soft Dogs is Akadaka, way past their best. I think some may be disappointed. Pundas. Anyway, good will only go so far at, what is it, $200 a ticket? Ooh, I know. Yeah, well, the trouble is, you see, that's the trouble. The trouble is the lounge room experience, if you pump it up pretty high, if you crank up the lounge room experience, it can be pretty good. Would it be as good at the concert? I don't know. I'd be surprised if they didn't put on a good show. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it, would they? No. All right. Betty from Depto. G'day, Bet.
Hello, Phil.
How you doing? All right?
Yeah, good. Really good, yes.
That's all right. How's Fred? Fred's all right?
Yeah, Fred's good. Yeah. And someone asked a question, what happens if we get a blackout? Well, the blackout, unless it's fairly long, doesn't affect it because it runs on a battery.
Oh.
A battery charged by electricity.
Oh, okay. Is the battery under the seat, is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no, it's in the house somewhere. It's always in the house somewhere, yeah.
It's in the house, yes. I don't know where it is, to be truthful.
That's all right.
There's a rail that goes along the wall, and the battery could even be in that. Adrian might know, but I don't really know where the battery is. But the fellow who put it in said, don't turn off the electricity. Yeah, I thought if in any chance we went away for a few days, but he said, no, don't turn it off because it'll, make your battery, it'll change the life of the battery.
It'll knock your battery about. Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad Fred's got a battery. That sounds excellent. All right. Kev by the bridge, by the, you'll like this one too, Betty. Kev by the bridge has texted me saying, Phil, you should have a quiz topic on the old Bureau of Meteorology site because no one knows anything about the new one. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. All righty. Where are we? We're up to question. Oh, hang on. Question 17. Betty, you'll know the answer to this. We're up to question 17. We're in famous Sallys, members of which charitable organisation are known as Sallys?
Salvation Army.
Correct. Yeah, I knew you'd know the answer. Good on you.
And I knew Sally when Harry met Sally.
When
too.
Harry met Sally. That's
not that I've ever seen the movie, but I've heard enough about it.
Oh, haven't you? The movie is very funny, and
I believe
it's a romantic comedy. It's a lovely movie. Mind me, you're saying that I haven't seen it for years, but it certainly was back in the 80s. Alrighty, well, no more famous Sallys. So we've got sports careers, eight-letter countries, 1863. What a year. What do you reckon, Betty?
I might try the sports careers.
Sports careers. Which Australian cricketer has played for the Sydney Sixers, the Rajasthan Royals, the Barbados Tridents, the Washington Freedom, and Welsh Fire?
What Australian cricketer? Well, I don't know, so I'll just say Steve Smith.
Correct. Very good. Look at that, Betty.
I follow the cricket a fair bit, but
you're on a roll. Bet you are on a roll. Good on you. Good on you. All righty.
Ask me a tennis question.
Oh. AJ says, Betty, don't use Fred in a thunderstorm. Because if lightning strikes, it'll send you into orbit. that's funny. dear. John from Frankston says, Phil, you were certainly correct in saying earlier that PNG is the closest country to Australia. In fact, the distance from Sabai Island in Queensland, which is Australian, to the PNG mainland is only 4 kilometres. Yeah. Well, that's right. Well, that's how tens of thousands of years ago, the first Australians got here. They walked, didn't they? Would have walked over the Torres Strait when you could do that, which you kind of almost, well, you can't walk, but you can see how you could.
So that's the Torres Strait to New Guinea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less than 4 kilometres at its narrowest point, Australian territory to PNG.
Adrian went up there on a fishing trip with one of his mates.
Oh, yeah.
About 5 years ago, and it was very interesting. They caught a lot of big fish, and
yeah,
it was very interesting.
Got some big barramundi, did they? I reckon.
No. I think barramundi. I don't know whether they're sea fish. Either. I think they're
I know they grow. You certainly they hang around in tidal rivers. So anyway. Yeah, I don't know. But Betty, I've never fished for barramundi.
No, I'm not a fisherwoman.
boring
for me.
my texter says, Phil, you keep calling Betty's Adrian Fred. No, I don't. I know who Adrian is. No, we're calling Betty's Fred, because Fred is Betty's best mate.
That's Fred Astaire.
He's Fred Astaire, exactly. Fred Astaire. She couldn't go up or down without Fred. Well, she could, but, I mean, Fred makes
sense. Yes, I still could, but it's much easier on the chair.
Exactly. I've never heard Salvation Army called Sallies. I've always known them as Salvos, says my texter. Oh, no. They're known as both, aren't they? Salvos or the Sallies, yeah. All righty, question 19. Bet, I don't know what to say here, but you're on a roll. You've got the famous Sally. And also Steve Smith. Do you want to stay with sports careers?
Yes, thanks.
Which AFL player played for St Kilda from 1983 to 1994 and then Sydney from 1995 to 1999 and then had a brief comeback in 2002?
Oh, look, I wouldn't have any idea, Phil. I don't follow AFL.
No good.
I'm a rugby league fellow. Wasn't it lovely to have Andrew back last couple of nights ago? Andrew Moore.
Oh, Andrew Moore. Yeah. Sorry, I was wondering which Andrew you're talking about. Yes.
He called the match, and it's lovely. I've worried about him.
No, he's a lovely fellow. He's a lovely fellow, Andrew Moore. I've known him for many years.
I'm sure he is. He's. He's the leader of the pack, isn't he? Keeps all those other boys together, and
he does. Because he had that. He had that time off because he had a conniption in the heart department, didn't he? But he's back on his feet. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a pacemaker in and that. But anyway, he's going well, and it's lovely to have him.
Well, when you hear him commentate on the rugby league, you think he's blowing a fuse. But anyway, that's part
game.
Of it.
Game set, bingo. Yeah, game set, bingo, yes. No, it's terrific.
All right. Thanks, Betty. See ya.
Talk to you later. Bye.
See you, mate. Bye. Yes. Rachel in Kilmore's got the right answer. Dana from Woodnelling's got the right answer. Carol from Craigieburn, new. No. Peter in the truck, yes, correct. John from Point Cook, correct. Glenn from Penrith, correct. What about Alison from Loira in Tassie? G'day, Alison.
Hello.
We're up to question 19, sports careers. Which AFL player played for St Kilda from 83 to 94, then that'd Sydney be... from 95 to 99, and then briefly came back in 2002?
I'm pretty sure that's Plugger. Tony Lockett.
Correct. That's Plugger. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. One of my favourites. I watched him play down at Bell River in Hobart.
Oh, did you? Why? What was he doing down there?
Playing for St Kilda.
Oh, okay. Oh, for St Kilda, of course. Yeah.
In the late 90s.
Yeah, no, tremendous player. I remember I've watched him play for the Swans for quite a bit. Fantastic player. Mm-hmm. I was there when he kicked the record goal-kicking record too. And yeah. Everyone ran onto the field. Not me, but everyone else did. Yeah, it was a big moment. All righty, question number 20, sports careers. Otherwise you could move. 1863, what a year, or 8-letter countries?
Sorry, what was the question?
Sports careers, 8-letter countries, 1863, what a year?
What a year.
What a year, 1863. Question number 20. How many horses ran in the 1863 Melbourne Cup? The smallest field in Cup history. Now, I'll give it to you plus or minus one, Alison. Mm-hmm. How many horses ran in the 1863 Melbourne Cup? It was the smallest Cup field in Cup history.
Okay, so we usually run 24 in the Cup. Smallest field. I don't know why, but I would say 16 horses that year.
Not correct, Alison. In fact, no, can I say not even close?
No.
Okay. Thanks. Bye bye. There's only one Tony Loggett, says David from Mount Pleasant. Mm-hmm, that's right. We used to sing. We sat there and sing that. We would go off. Yes, 1-300-800-222 is the number. All righty, Jeff from Jalorup. G'day, Jeff.
Good evening, Philip.
Evening. Question 20 we're up to. 1863, what a year. How many horses ran in the 1863 Melbourne Cup? It was the smallest field in Cup history. Now, we've had a guess of 16, which was wrong, and I said it was nowhere near it.
Oh, gee. I think, is that when Archer won, was it? Wasn't it the first winner?
How many horses ran in the 1863 Melbourne Cup? The smallest field in Cup history. I'll give it to you plus or minus. I'm giving it to you plus or minus one.
Okay, I will go 8.
Correct, because it was 7.
Yeah.
Well, how did you do that? Where'd the 8 come from?
You said 16 wasn't even close.
It wasn't.
So I can't go higher because it's normally 24, I think, now.
Yeah.
So I didn't go higher. So then I just halved it and went 8.
Oh, well, good thinking. It got you there. Lynn the Queenslander said 6, which would have got you there as well. Fun fact, the person saying, "I'll have what she's having," when Harry met Sally, was the director's mum saying it. Question 21, 1863, what a year, if you like, or you could move to eight-letter countries or sports careers.
I'll go to eight-letter countries.
Eight-letter countries. Question number 21. The flag of which Central American country features 5 stars in the shape of an H?
Honduras. Okay, I'll go Honduras.
Correct, yes. It was kind of easier than it sounded in a way, wasn't it?
That one was, yes.
1, 2, 3, 4 questions left. We've got 1 in eight-letter countries. We've got 2 in 1863, what a year, and we've got 1 left in sports careers.
Let's stick in the countries.
8-letter countries. Question 22. Last one in 8-letter countries. Which African country was ruled by Emperor Haile Selassie from 1930 to 1974?
Ethiopia. I've got to spill it out in my head. I think it's Ethiopia. Is that good? Ethiopia.
Correct, yes. I wonder why you're mumbling Ethiopia to yourself.
I'm not the bestseller. I've just got to work it out.
Oh, I see. I thought you were just checking it with a back catalogue in the back of your head or something. 3 to go. Jeff from Jalorup, you could win.
Oh, gee, you know, well, and add it to the list.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying you will win, but you could. Unless I prepare a couple of stinkers for you.
Well, you can do that quite easily.
No, I never do that. They just get asked as they come. Question 23. We're in 1863, what a year, or sports careers? We've got 2 in 1863 and 1 in sports careers.
I'll go to sports careers.
Sports careers. Okay. Which footballer played for Manchester United from 92 to 2003, Real Madrid from 2003 to 2007, and the LA Galaxy from 2007 to 2012?
Yeah, I think it has to be David Beckham. Yeah, I'll go David Beckham.
See, I'm tempted, Jeff, to say not correct, but I will give it to you. Oh. But I'm tempted to say not correct.
Oh,
because you've been very disrespectful to Sir David Beckham.
Oh, no, but he played for Manchester United, so I can't even go there.
Yeah. He was knighted last week. How about that?
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, good on him. Good on him. He's apparently a good fella, but he didn't play for Liverpool, so nah.
Oh, I see. I see. All right, I got it. Okay, question number 24. Wow, there are two left here. 1863, what a year.
Yeah, it certainly was, apparently.
In 1863, the American writer Samuel Clemens began using which pen name?
You told me you'd bring out a stinker. 1863.
The American writer Samuel Clemens began using which pen name?
So it's got to be someone famous. So let's go for Mark Twain.
Correct. Wow. What okay. about that? Hey, you know what, Jeff? We've got one left. But you know here what? I'm going to leave you hanging because we're going to go to the news first. Ha ha. All right, don't hang up. Hang on. And we'll get some details from you and we'll see if we can win after the news.
The Mighty Challenge.
Where Jeff from Jalora was sitting there because he's on question 25. G'day, Jeff.
Yeah, this is mean, Phil.
I know. It was, you know what? I felt not a shred of pity for you, Jeff.
Yeah, typical Sydney Swans supporter.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Here we go.
Cruel to us poor Eagles.
Oh, yeah. No. You're not still an Eagles supporter. Have they got any left, Jeff, after that season?
Over 100,000 of us.
Oh, I see. All right, okay.
Yes.
You've just ceased paying your subs for a while.
No, we keep paying them, all right.
Oh dear! Yeah, I know. Well, I don't know what's to be done with that formerly great team, Jeff. I do not know.
We'll be back. We'll be back. We need a bit of time. Maybe another couple of years.
Another decade? You think?
Hopefully not. But no, we will be back.
You will. Yes, that's right. That's true. That is true. As the wheel turns, Jeff. That is true.
Yes, it will.
Now we're in this kind of situation. Now, contrary to what some may believe, I do not have a whole raft of stinkers up my sleeve here. I simply ask the questions as they come out. 1863.
Yeah.
What a year. Chipper in King Island says, Phil, just put your text number in my phone, checking if it's the right number. Yes, it is, Chipper. You're allowed to say get on with it, Jeff, if you like.
It was 100 years before I was born.
100 years before you're born. Gee, you're just a young bloke, Jeff.
That's me.
Question 25, and to win the magnet, made of rare earths, of course, which will stick to your fridge for a century or more.
Yep.
Question 25, 1863, what a year. Which famous battle of the American Civil War was fought between the 1st and the 3rd of July in Pennsylvania in 1863?
Well, I think I only know one battle. I better go for that. I think I only know the Battle of Gettysburg.
Is that your answer?
That's my answer.
Correct. On you, Jeff. Beautifully done. Nice work. Any man who could sit through that and think that act of deliberate cruelty by the host there was just... Nice work. Lorella had Gettysburg. Jim and Campbelltown had Gettysburg too. I must be the dopiest listening to the show. I thought Fred was Betty's husband, said Mary B. That's funny, Mary. Jeff, well done.
Thank you very much.
Good work. We shall carefully package up and mail the rare earth magnet to your home address. And if you don't get it for a bit, you'll understand that that's been everybody else's experience too. But that's not our fault. It does go out from our end. What happens after that, we cannot control. And you know what, Jeff? There's no tracking number, so don't even think about it. Thanks, sir. Don't hang up. Hang on, and we'll get some details from you. Thank you, Diana. No, yes, good. Good quiz. Phil, did you know that Olivia Newton-John sang a song about the Salvos in the 1974 Eurovision contest when she represented Britain? It was called the Sally Annie Band. I did not know that, Brant. That's a fun fact, isn't that? Was that right? Okay. Dinah from Woodnelling says, lots of us still love the Eagles. Of course you do, Dinah. Having a shot at the Eagles is just par for the course this year, don't you think? All right. Yes, no, nice work, everyone. Craig from Dudley Park had Gettysburg. Dive from Andrew had Little Bighorn. No. Not Little Bighorn. Yeah, Lorella had Gettysburg. Jim in Campbelltown had Gettysburg. Barnsley from Campbell's Creek as well. And Mary B, no, Fred is not Betty's husband. Fred is Betty's chairlift, which goes up the stairs and down, known to us as the Fred Astaire.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife. Yeah.